Carter's personal air vehicle breaks 5 records in 4 days. Aviation labor leaders meet in Norway. And Lockheed Martin to upgrade the civilian Super Hercules. This is Aero News for Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Carter Aviation Technologies has been back to expanding the aircraft envelope since its public demonstration at Kickapoo Airport in Wichita Falls, Texas in November of last year. On January 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, with test pilot Larry Neal at the controls, Carter's personal air vehicle prototype broke 5 of its own records. The PAV set an altitude record just shy of 18,000 feet, a MU record of MU 1.13, slowed the rotor to a new minimum of 105 RPM, achieved a level 202-mile-per-hour true speed on 325 horsepower at an aircraft test weight of over 4,000 pounds, and flew for well over an hour, representing the longest flight to date. Jay Carter said, "We are expanding the envelope in baby steps and still have a ways to go. This aircraft should be able to fly up to 8 hours on its given fuel capacity, cruise at 220-plus miles per hour, and up to 28,000 feet. Within the next few weeks, Carter will apply to the FAA for a change in certification from research and development to demonstration, allowing them to take the prototype on the road to multiple venues across the country." A delegation of pilots and aviation labor leaders from around the globe are meeting in Oslo, Norway this week as part of a critical fact-finding mission to raise awareness over Norwegian Air Shuttle's attempt to avoid Norway's employment laws. Led by Captain Lee Moak, president of the Airline Pilots Association International, the delegation will meet with Norwegian government officials and U.S. diplomats in Norway to discuss NAS's plans to establish Norwegian Air International as a subsidiary low-cost air carrier out of Ireland and to operate Irish-registered aircraft flying from Norway and other EU points to the United States by outsourcing its labor to aircrew based in Thailand under individual employment contracts governed by Singapore law. My gosh, you need a map just to follow this story. The delegation will call on the Irish government to deny the NAI's application for an air operator certificate. The NAI scheme to fly long-haul flights to the United States also raises questions about labor accountability and safety, according to the delegation. They say key questions include which labor laws will apply to NAI's flight crews and how will the Irish Aviation Authority be able to provide adequate safety oversight when the airline and its aircraft do not even operate through Ireland. Lockheed Martin officials have submitted a program notification letter to the FAA for a type design update for the Lockheed Martin Model L-382J airplane, a civil certified variant of the proven C-130J Super Hercules to be marketed as the LM-100J. Through select design changes, the LM-100J will perform as a civil multi-purpose air freighter, capable of rapid and efficient transport of cargo. The LM-100J is expected to be an efficient and ideal airlift solution when delivering bulk and oversized cargo, particularly to austere locations worldwide. As it's based on the operational C-130J, the civil variant LM-100J can operate from short, unprepared airfields without ground support equipment. It requires minimal material handling equipment and enables rapid onload and offload at truck bed height. Growth provisions built into the LM-100J will enable it to support a variety of future missions, including aerial spray, aerial firefighting and delivery, medevac air ambulance, humanitarian aid, and VIP transport. British Prime Minister David Cameron and French President François Hollande have jointly announced plans to develop a military unmanned aircraft system with Britain's BAE Systems and French aircraft manufacturer Dassault Aviation. The announcement came at a summit between the two countries on a variety of defense issues last Friday. The program has been under discussion since 2010, according to a report from Britain's Channel 4. In a statement, BAE Systems President Ian King said, quote, "Together with Dassault, We welcome the further support from our governments for our joint work in developing this important defense capability for the United Kingdom and France. When Aero News continues, Airbus and Boeing to show in Singapore. Is it or isn't it? Only the FAA can tell. And a deep impact task force, just in case.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Renbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Renbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Renbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Renbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Airbus plans a major presence at the Singapore Air Show 2014, Asia's largest aeronautical and defense air show, taking place from the 11th to the 16th of this month. Air show visitors will be able to enjoy the all-new A350XWB flight test aircraft, performing its first-ever air show flying display on both the 11th and 12th. A full-scale A350XWB cockpit, as well as an interactive A350XWB model, will be on expo at the Airbus stand, together with models of Airbus's wide-body product line and the A320neo. Airbus will broadcast the A350XWB's flying display live and provide daily airshow coverage and news via a special Singapore airshow website on Airbus.com and on youtube.com/Airbus. Meanwhile, the Boeing exhibit at the biennial show will feature the 737 MAX family, including a life-size 737 MAX advanced technology winglet, the new 777-9X, the 777-300ER extended range, and the 787 family. In addition, there will be a 787 simulator, demonstrator consoles for the P-8A and new maritime surveillance aircraft, as well as an F-15 simulator at the Royal Singapore Air Force Pavilion. The owner of a home near Dulles International Airport in Northern Virginia returned home from taking her child to school on Friday and found a hole in a window awning and another in her dining room ceiling, along with a chunk of metal in her dining room floor. The FAA says it's not clear if the piece of metal is part of an airplane. Homeowner Abby Baker said she thought the 4-inch-long piece of metal might have been a gas pipe. The television station WRC in Washington, D.C. reports that a gas company employee said it was likely part of an airplane. FAA investigator Barry Barbini said that the FAA plans to have the NTSB look at the object. Well, that's a great plan. And that it needs to be determined whether any airlines have reported an incident with one of their airplanes. The investigation began on Monday. Baker said she remains concerned about such an incident occurring again. There is a nearby elementary school, and she said the part, if it came from an airplane, could have dropped into the schoolyard when children were playing outdoors. So, you've seen the movie Deep Impact, right? You know, it's one of those monster asteroid hits Earth, but eventually everyone lives happily ever after stories. Science fiction, right? Well, guess what? With a mandate from the UN, the European Space Agency and other space agencies from around the world are about to establish a high-level group to help coordinate global response should a threatening asteroid ever be found heading toward good old Mother Earth. For the first time, national space agencies from North and South America, Europe, Asia, and Africa will establish an expert group aimed at getting the world's spacefaring nations on the quote-unquote same page when it comes to reacting to asteroid threats. The group will be called the Space Mission Planning and Advisory Group, or the SMPAG, pronounced, of course, same page. You gotta love those spacey acronyms. The first ever meeting will be hosted by the ESA this Thursday and Friday at its Operations Center in Darmstadt, Germany. Someday, when and if there is such an asteroid, let's hope they come up with a better plan than sending Bruce Willis and a bunch of wildcatters to plant a nuclear bomb and blow it up. Oh wait, that was the plot to Armageddon. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.